When a famous diplomat from a country comes to your country, you'd probably want his or her credentials to make sure of the identity of the person. Can't just show up and say, "I'm from such and such a country. Here's an important message from our president." You would want to validate that person. We look at all the religious founders of the world, and they just showed up on the scene with their message to follow. Buddha, Muhammad, Confucius, Luther, Calvin. None of these people were foretold. But there was only one who was foretold, only one who was expected to come. All that was foretold, the prophecy about him, were his credentials of his being who he said he was, born of a virgin, born in Bethlehem, of the line of David, the Son of God. So he is who he says he is, and we follow him. The Venerable Fulton Sheen has an awesome reflection on Christ's birth, saying that Christ was the one person ever pre-announced. We see that in the particular part of Advent we are in. All week we've been singing the O Antiphons. The O Antiphons are that little verse right before the gospel verse and right before the verse for evening prayer. And those O Antiphons are various titles of our Lord found in Scripture in the Old Testament to announce his great coming. Moreover, it's not just in Jewish Scripture which prophesied his coming. All civilizations have. The pagan Romans had writings, "The East was to prevail, and from Judah was to come the master and ruler of the world." Or another prophecy, "The Jews were to attain the highest power." In China, there was written in the ancient annals of the celestial empire, "The light appeared in the southwest, which was illumined the king's palace. The sages showed the books which this prophecy signified, the appearance of the great saint of the West, whose religion was to be introduced." The Greek had writings. Cicero recalls ancient oracles about a king who must be recognized to be saved. Plato, Socrates expected the wise man yet to come, and the Gentiles even expected a deliverer, a redeemer. And how fortunate St. Elizabeth is to be visited by she who is foreshadowed in the reading from Micah today. She who will bring forth the one who will shepherd the flock. At the sound of her voice, St. John leapt in St. Elizabeth's womb, his mother's womb. That's the first evangelization of the gospel. Two little babies announcing the great joy of the Lord. Our Lady was chosen by God to bring forth his beloved Son, who is the conduit of grace. She is, Our Lady, is thus the conduit of grace for the whole world, a task she gave everything to. "Be it done to me according to thy word," she says. And not in just in birth, but in the hardships that she endured, the sufferings and sorrow she experienced, everything. This is the lesson of all the saints and martyrs. The grace he bestows enables us to be courageous. The spirit we receive is no cowardly spirit. This is seen in Our Lady, who right at the announcement of the conception of our Lord, she can't contain herself. She gets up and she runs out to her cousin Elizabeth. That's what the gospel does. We can't contain it. We have to share it with others, that great joy. And that's what Our Lady does so beautifully. She rose in haste without even reflecting on the difficulties of the journey. St. Ambrose says that she immediately undertook it. Do each one of us respond so well when we hear our Lord's voice in the Word of God, in the Scriptures, or with encounters with our neighbor, or even with strangers? Or do we hesitate to bring up the truths of our faith because they might be difficult or might go against the tide of the world? What will my friends think if I stand up to what the church teaches, if I stand up for Christ? Our Lady responded in haste. May we respond in haste, in complete trust in God. Give all you have, like she did, to our dear Lord. Our happiness and joy is about to be born, and so there is no reason to be afraid. Like St. John the Baptist, we want to point him out the first chance we get with no hesitation. St. John Chrysostom, one of the early church fathers, reflects on John's response in the womb. He has not yet left the womb, but he speaks by leaping. He is not yet allowed to cry out, but he makes himself heard by his actions. He has not yet seen the light, but points out the sun. The Lord is present, so he cannot contain himself. Like St. John the Baptist and the saints and the Blessed Virgin Mary, we want to make sure we witness to the fact that the Savior is about to come. Go out and proclaim the hope of the world. Run in haste. Proclaim that hope and that joy to a world that needs hope, that needs joy, that needs God. The King of the world is at hand. The one pre-announced from every corner of the world, every civilization, is about to be born. So we come out to meet him and adore him.